This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastala with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Balendra Shah responds to lawmakers' queries in House of Representatives meeting, vows eliminating corruption and resolving border issues through diplomatic channel. National Assembly meeting passes two election-related bills. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle says budget is not ambitious at all. And President Trump reportedly seeks further changes to proposed U.S.-Iran ceasefire framework. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has responded to the queries raised by lawmakers in the House of Representatives meeting. Responding to lawmakers' queries yesterday, Prime Minister Shah said the government is committed to wiping out irregularities and corruption. Reiterating government stance for good governance, the Prime Minister said the first year of government is the year of good governance. However, it does not mean development activities are slowed. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Balendra Shah reminded government's commitment to resolving border issues with India through diplomatic channel, adding that efforts are made to resolve issues with the involvement of experts and historians in relation to Nepal-India border. The Prime Minister said the government would sort out problems through dialogues, reminding that the government has already sent a diplomatic note officially to India regarding the use of Nepali territory, Lipu Lake, Limpia Dhura and Kalapani. The Prime Minister said the problem of border kept lingering since the time of British India and even the UK government should pay heed to it. All these things require resolution via diplomatic efforts. In a meantime, responding to a question about the government's announcement to implement a 5% VAT on consumers using more than 50 units of electricity in a month, the Prime Minister said the tax aimed to enhance the capacity of electricity system. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Shah has said the government will provide lands to the landless squatters presently residing in the government-managed facilities. The lawmakers have demanded the government to provide relief to the households suffering from disasters and wildlife invasions in various parts of the country. Speaking in the House of Representatives meeting yesterday, the lawmakers drew the government's attention to increasing cases of human-wildlife conflict. Meanwhile, in the zero hour of the House of Representatives, the House members urged the government to address the issues caused by incessant rains, rising prices of daily essentials and unemployment. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs said Nepal's position on India's operation of the Kailas Mansarovar route through the Lipu Lake area was already made clear on the 3rd of May 2026 and that both Nepal and India have exchanged diplomatic notes on the issue. Issuing a press statement yesterday, the ministry said both sides remain committed to resolving border disputes through dialogue. The foreign ministry said border delineation is still pending in the Susta and Limpia Dhura Lipu Lake Kalapani areas, while some other locations face issues of Dasgaza encroachment and cross-border occupation where citizens of one country use land located across the border. It said the Prime Minister's recent remarks in Parliament referred to these cases of cross-border occupation. Ongoing studies by a bilateral technical committee have shown that some land currently used by Nepal may fall on the Indian side and vice versa. The Prime Minister's statement that in some places Indian land may be on Nepal's side refers to this technical reality and the issue of cross-border occupation. The ministry said the government of Nepal remains committed to resolving border-related issues through diplomatic dialogue based on historical treaties, agreements and maps. A meeting of the National Assembly held yesterday passed two election-related bills received from the House of Representatives along with messages. The upper house passed the House of Representatives Member Election First Amendment Bill 2083 BS and the Voter List First Amendment Bill 2083 BS by majority votes. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Sobita Gautam, on behalf of Prime Minister and Home Minister Balendra Shah, proposed the bills be enacted. She tabled separate proposals before the meeting towards that end. The next meeting of the National Assembly is scheduled for 1:15 p.m. today. Minister for Finance Dr. Swarnim Wagle has said that the size of the budget for the upcoming fiscal year 2083-84 PS is not ambitious at all. In a press meet organized at his office yesterday, Finance Minister Dr. Wagle stated that the upcoming budget is not small by any means. It is relatively modest when measured against the country's gross domestic product GDP. The Finance Minister on Friday unveiled the budget of 2,124.34 billion rupees for the upcoming fiscal year. Dr. Wagle said the estimates for the income and expenditures for the upcoming fiscal year amount to 28.5% of the estimated GDP. U.S. Under Secretary of State for Public Diplomacy and Public Affairs Sarah B. Rogers has arrived in Kathmandu yesterday. She delivered the keynote address at the ASEAN Summit 2026 and met senior government officials, members of the American Chamber of Commerce, and alumni of U.S. exchange and education programs. According to the U.S. Embassy, Rogers will also discuss freedom of expression and digital freedoms, visit Patan Darbar Square, and observe heritage sites supported by the U.S. Ambassador's Fund for Cultural Preservation. The visit underscores the United States' commitment to strengthening economic cooperation, innovation, and people-to-people ties with Nepal. Artists, athletes, entrepreneurs, and media professionals have expressed their commitment to support the Childhood Free from Marriage campaign aimed at ending child marriage in Nepal. At a program organized by the Women's Service Institute Nepal with support from Plan International Nepal yesterday, participants pleaded to use their respective platforms to raise awareness against child marriage, which is a punishable offense under Nepali law. Speaking on the occasion, Acting National Director of Plan International Nepal, Srijana Gurung, stressed the need for active participation from both institutions and individuals to end child marriage. Nepal has committed to ending child marriage nationwide by 2030 in line with its child rights and development goals. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump has reportedly requested further amendments to a proposed U.S.-Iran deal aimed at extending a ceasefire and advancing diplomatic talks. The BBC has quoted the U.S. media reports as saying the latest requested changes relate to the Strait of Hormuz and the handling of highly enriched uranium. The White House has not commented on the reports. Iranian chief negotiator Mohammad Bagher Ghalibaf said Tehran would not accept any agreement unless its rights are fully protected. The proposed framework reportedly includes a 60-day halt in fighting, potential reopening of the Strait of Hormuz, and renewed negotiations on Iran's nuclear program, along with possible sanctions relief and access to frozen assets. U.S. officials have indicated that discussions remain ongoing, while Iran has described some reports as speculative and said no final conclusion has been reached. The negotiations are being mediated by Pakistan, with both sides continuing to propose amendments to the draft agreement. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to remain generally cloudy over the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country, while the Tarai region will experience partly cloudy conditions. There is a possibility of moderate rainfall and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Kandaki, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces. One or two places in the Tarai areas of Kosi and Lumini provinces may also receive rainfall with thunder and lightning today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Balendra Shah responds to lawmakers' queries in House of Representatives meeting vows eliminating corruption and resolving border issues through diplomatic channel. National Assembly meeting passes two election-related bills. Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle says budget is not ambitious at all. And President Trump reportedly seeks further changes to propose U.S.-Iran ceasefire framework. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.